As we turn to God's word, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask that by your Spirit, you would seal it on our hearts, that you'd seal the truths of our salvation on our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're celebrating a festival because we have a gold mine. A mine of a metal that's value lasts. That lasts. It was valuable in Solomon's time, when even silver wasn't. And it lasts today. Actually, if you want the most valuable metal, it's not gold. Both platinum and rhodium are more valuable. But gold's more common, and it's what we turn to, why we value it so in tough times. Its price not only stays constant, but increases. That's why people invest in it. When there's uncertainty, why countries' wealth can be measured in the amount of gold they own. It's why Fort Knox is known as the repository of the US gold supply. 2014, I think it was $430 billion. Probably it's closer to $1 billion today. It's why books and films are made of robbing Fort Knox. Most famously, the James Bond film Goldfinger. Gold's at the core of the financial system, the most reliable form of investment in tough times. So this is why we find it so great having a gold mine here, that we should celebrate it in gratitude as in the hearts of Gold Festival. However, as Christians, we have much more important things to enjoy, worth far more than gold. Because, as we will see today, gold may last in this lifetime, but our salvation will last forever. And so, we should praise God. As 1 Peter starts in verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. The hope that Jesus brings, the good news, is new birth, a new life into a living hope as Jesus has risen. God's mercy brings this, brings salvation. It means that as adopted children, as brothers and sisters of Christ, we share in his inheritance. Not only in his return to life, new life for us, but also our reward in heaven, our joy in salvation, and all that God has for us there. And even more than that, we can have insurance, because the inheritance lasts. It's not built on human-made things, but it's built on the blood of Jesus, so it lasts forever. Buildings we see around us, they will fall down or be removed eventually. Things get spoilt or faded over time. Silver, without polishing, gets tarnished. That's why my parents spent far too much time polishing it. Old books can be destroyed, or the pages fade, but we will see our salvation lasts. And that's what we as Christians can rejoice in and should rejoice in. That's what should see us through difficult times, the rejoicing in our salvation, in our relationship with Jesus, as we look forward to him being revealed. Verse 7 reads, "These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and honor where Jesus Christ is revealed. Our faith, knowing Jesus, is of greater worth than gold. Far greater worth, eternal worth. While we live in a town with a gold mine and are very grateful for all the benefits that brings, these are temporary. Faith, salvation in Jesus lasts eternally. They're refined by trials and proved genuine as long as we believe in Jesus. We receive the grace he brings and accept him as King. It's because of Jesus that we receive this salvation. And so we need to respond in love. But it is not just us that receive this salvation, but also those before Jesus who spoke of him in verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. We find in Scripture, in the Old Testament, the hope as they look forward to Jesus. People earnestly seek for things of worth, greater worth than gold. In the Old Testament, they sought for what was to come. They sought for the instruction of God. As Psalm 19 verse 10 says, "They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They're sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." Here, it is the scripture and digging into them. It is in scripture that we find things of greater worth than gold. Which of these two Bibles is looked after better? Which one is looked after better? My left? No. Nope. Wrong answer. This one's looked after much better. This one's used. This one isn't. This one treats Scripture as worth far more than gold. Because Jesus is worth far more than gold. We'll come back to that later. But it is in Scripture we find things even angels long to look at, that the Spirit of God reveals to us through them. And what is the purpose of it? This? That we might attain our salvation representing God in this world. As Psalm 19 puts it, "Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression." As 1 Peter puts it, "Therefore prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed." We're to focus on the hope Jesus has for us, the grace he brings on the cross, and act out of it, preparing ourselves for God's kingdom. And this means that now we've come into his kingdom because we believe in Jesus. We need to live for it, for the eternal kingdom in our lives now, preparing ourselves, living as God's family, his children. That's what reading scripture's about. That's what gathering together as Christians, as we're doing this morning, is about. We're not to conform to the way of life that we had before we're Christian. Verse 14, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. We're not to conform to the way of life that we lived before, but instead conform to the way of God, to be holy. After I became a Christian, I have often heard, being holy is for priests and ministers only. That's what you're paid for. It's not, except in the sense that all who are Christians are, in various senses, as scripture says, priests of God, because we're called to represent him. We must copy our God, show his mercy, his love to those around, show his character. That's being holy, because we're entering a kingdom whose values are those values. If we don't follow them, we will not belong, we'll get excluded. We do face judgment, but we need to do it in the certain hope Jesus brings, putting ourselves under his rule. It's this theme that the passage comes back to. What is perishable as against what is eternal? Now, some of you may follow modern actresses and singers. Some of you may know of Selena Gomez. She got married recently, and they spent millions on the wedding ring. Now, they have the money. They give much away. And particularly with the wedding ring, it expresses that the relationship is supposed to last as long as they live. I've got no problem with them spending the money on that, enjoying what celebrates that it's a really good thing, even at that cost. However, ironically, the millions are spent on the diamonds and decorative items that are the extras, not on the actual ring itself that celebrates eternity, sometimes called an eternity band. The diamonds and so on, however much they cost, can fall off, they can be lost, but the ring still has the same meaning of the relationship being a commitment for life. Yet far more eternal is the salvation Jesus brings. Verse 18, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. It's not chasing after gold or silver that matters. Ultimately, these are empty. What matters is Jesus dying for us, dying as our King to take the punishment for our sins, for all the times we go our own way, forgetting, ignoring, or rejecting God, for all the times we act unlovingly, that we act out of pride, greed, selfishness. Jesus as our King takes the punishment for all of that, so we can be clothed in his righteousness, a righteousness that we have sung about, that we do not deserve, but our King provides for us. That's why it's so vital that we respond by accepting Jesus as our King. Respond in living for him. For me, it was at university. I'd fallen for a girl who was a Christian. She started going out with someone else, who actually sent her a present in a maths lecture, which is how I found out about it. But after a week after that, she invited me to some talks. I went for all the wrong reasons, but asked a question of her then boyfriend on the way back to his room. Wasn't the answer he gave. It's the fact he came back to it in the room that it mattered to him that caught my attention. It matters. And I wandered into Christian Union. One of my friends pretty much had a heart attack. He didn't believe it. I got a Bible, eventually committed myself to gathering in the church. I didn't know masses, what it would mean, but it changed my life. There's two real sets of application. First, for anyone who doesn't believe, our salvation and all that comes through Jesus is worth more than gold. For those who have not yet committed their lives to following, do whatever it takes to find out more. Get to know God, because it's real and worth so much more. Not only gold, but anything in your life. And those who do, there's a necessity to become like him, to belong to the people of God, to meet with them, to read scripture, so we take on God's character, to learn to express the values of the kingdom. Now, before we pray, I have a question, especially for all the kids. What's worth more? What's worth more? All the chocolate or all the gold in West Warlong? All of it or this? Exactly. And anyone who hasn't got one, and we'll mention this again at the end, feel free to talk to me. Because I've got Bibles here, it's part of my job to give them away. But that's why we gather, that's why we pray, that's why it's so important. So, let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Help us to respond to him, to respond to the salvation that's so critical because it lasts for eternity. To respond by coming to him and living for him. In Jesus' name, amen.